Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about trendsetters, women whose vision, style, and willingness to break barriers changed culture, from what we wear to how we behave. Today, we're talking about a woman known for her good manners, the author of the 20th Century Etiquette Bible. Please welcome the prudent and polite Emily Post. Emily was born during the Gilded Age of the 1870s in Baltimore, Maryland. Her father was the renowned architect of Tuxedo Park, an exclusive community outside New York City. When Emily was 5 years old, her family moved to New York, where she grew up amongst the upper crust. Emily attended finishing school and spent summers in Bar Harbor, Maine. Back in the city, she grew into a popular debutante. In fact, it was at a ball where she first met the stockbroker Edwin M. Post. Emily married him in 1892. The couple had 2 sons, but beyond their wealthy upbringings, their similarities proved to be limited. One example, Edwin was a frequent sailor. Emily was prone to seasickness. Still, they remained unhappily married until 1905. For years, Edwin had consorted with a host of young mistresses. But one especially angry ex-lover decided to leak their affair to a gossip journalist, who in turn used the information to blackmail Edwin. When Edwin caught wind of the plan, he decided to expose the blackmailers. He did, but in doing so, he also exposed his own infidelity. The scandal flooded the headlines for months. Emily was humiliated. In 1906, the couple announced their divorce. Having been born into wealth, money wasn't a concern for Emily, even as a single woman. But she'd been married for 13 years. What was she to do with all her free time? On his deathbed, Emily's father had told her to pursue her passion for writing. After her divorce, Emily carried out her father's words. She wrote 5 novels over 6 years and road-tripped across the U.S. with her oldest son, after which she penned a travelogue. But none were especially well-received. The subject of etiquette is what turned her from a writer into a superstar. As the legend goes, in 1920, Emily was at a dinner. A friend suggested, "Why don't you compose a book on how to behave?" At first, Emily wasn't interested. Writing about good manners, it was just so uninspired. But her friend was persistent and well-connected. Soon, Emily had a book deal and a mission. For 2 years, Emily became an anthropologist of sorts, polling her family, friends, and even people on the street on etiquette. Her goal was not to shame people or dictate their behavior. She thought of etiquette as a reflection of community, of people existing beyond themselves. The best society, she believed, was made up of gentle folk who drew on common sense and consideration for others. In 1922, at 50 years old, Emily published Etiquette, the Blue Book of Social Usage. The 619-page Blue Book quickly became the Bible of etiquette, reaching the top of Publishers Weekly nonfiction bestsellers after 8 months. Though Emily had come from a highly privileged world, her understanding of etiquette was an egalitarian one. It did not assume good etiquette derived from wealth. This was notable for her time. The 1920s marked an age of old and new industrial wealth, including her own family's, and a spike in income inequality. In the first edition of Etiquette, Emily wrote, "Best society is not a fellowship of the wealthy, nor does it take to exclude those who are not of exalted birth, but it is an association of gentle folk, of which good form and speech, charm of manner, knowledge of the social amenities, and instinctive consideration for the feelings of others are the credentials by which society the world over recognizes its chosen members." Good manners and good behavior evolve with the times. Emily knew that. She spent the rest of her life revising her own etiquette book and publishing new editions. Eventually, it included sections on how to welcome a soldier back from war and the proper way to hitchhike. While Emily experienced much success in her career, tragedy was also a close acquaintance. In 1909, her mother was killed in a car accident, and a few weeks after her younger son's 32nd birthday, he died of appendicitis. Like Emily's father, her eldest son was an architect. He and Emily built a house in Massachusetts. She continued to reside there for the rest of her life, writing novels and new editions of her Etiquette Blue Book. Emily wrote 10 editions of Etiquette before she passed away in September 1960, at 87 years old. In 2022, Emily's great-great-grandchildren published the modernized centennial edition of Etiquette under the Emily Post Institute, founded by Emily and her eldest son in 1946. All month, we're talking about trendsetters. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.